Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
To introduce myself, DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Well, y'all done came a long way. I think that y'all have a certain amount of respect for, you know, what everybody else does, and y'all are just the best at what y'all do.
This platform, the reach y'all have that you've earned, makes space for somebody like me.
You guys have a direct line to the culture.
Oh my God, I'm on the radio with Angela, Charlamagne, and DJ Envy.
Damn. Yes, you are. Hey.
All I do is read about the Breakfast Club.
Really?
Every morning,
that's good.
You guys are trending. Every, you know, I drag my ass out of bed. I'm like, what happened on the Breakfast Club today?
Get your ass up. Good morning, USA.
Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
Yes, it's Thursday.
Good morning. What's happening? How y'all feeling out there today, man?
What's happening? I'm good. How's everybody out there? How you, Yee? How you, Charlamagne?
I'm blessed, black, and highly favored. Always.
Mm-hmm.
I caught up. Well, not yes. Caught up, but I'm on episode 5 of Loki now. I watched 2 episodes last night. I was down 2 episodes. I watched 3 and 4 last night, so I got 2 more to go. And then I still got to catch up on Black Widow. And I still got to catch up on Dave. It's a lot of content out there, man.
Yeah, yesterday, shout to all the brothers out there in relationships. I'm going to tell you why. You ever, your wife or your girl ever say, hey, make this quick run with me. And then you go to make that quick run, and that run is an all-day run?
No.
No?
Not nowadays. We got kids, bro. Your kids at the house. We ain't got time to be running around together. Just ourselves.
Well, it's between when the kids are in camp. And yesterday, my wife was like, come with me to the store right fast. And that run was like a 7-hour run. Got to go to this store. Do you do that to your man?
Yeah, he loves it. And I like when he does it to me, too. I like when we get to spend a day together doing, like, BS. Just nothing.
Yeah, I like being with my wife, too. But, you know, when you've been together 23 years, you know exactly where not to go and when not
yes,
to go.
Yes,
certain things you just... Where you going again now?
I tried that. Where you going to where?
No.
I'll see you later on. Yeah, I'm going to grab the kids. I'm going to take the kids. It's like, nah, I just need you to make this quick run and be fast.
I like when I make him do things that he doesn't really want to do. I think it's cute. Like, I know he doesn't really want to do this, but he's only doing it, and then he's like kind of depressed when we're going. But then we have a good time anyway.
I mean, we have a good time, but I looked at myself and I was like, I didn't plan on sitting in Panera Bread outside on 17 watching the cars drive.
Well, see, that's the other thing too. You don't want to be that guy, right? You don't want to be the guy who knows what it is. Like, you know what she's going to do.
Correct.
You know it's going to take a long time.
Correct.
So don't go there and pout.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Don't go there ruining her experience.
Exactly.
Nah.
No. Yeah, so that was it. But, you know, I had a good time, so that's all that matters. But I thought it was going to be like a little 15-minute run. Yeah, right. It happens sometimes.
Well, yesterday, I got to do my first ever Facebook audio room. Facebook has this thing called audio rooms. It's kind of like Clubhouse. So it was a pretty interesting experience. It's still like working out some of the kinks. So some of the things I was trying to do didn't really work. But it was cool.
Now, Clubhouse was big for a moment. Like, I don't really hear nobody talking about it. Are people still on Clubhouse like that?
I mean, I've never been on the Treehouse at all, but I do see that it's evaluated at like $4 billion or something like that. So clearly.
Yeah, people are definitely still on there. I still get invited to rooms and everything.
Mm, okay.
That's another reason I changed my
number.
Didn't
Trick Daddy just go viral based off of a conversation he had Clubhouse?
I thought he had a conversation in the street.
No, that was on Clubhouse. Hey, yeah, that's definitely another reason I changed my number. Too many Clubhouse invites. I told y'all I'm not coming over there now. All right?
I actually have to do a Clubhouse like next week or something like that. But yes, definitely still people on there.
Well, that don't conflict with your face house?
Your face house?
I don't own these things.
Oh, okay.
What's it called?
At different companies want to have conversations. Bob Pittman had a whole big thing on Clubhouse.
Yep, I got invited to that one too. Didn't come.
Didn't go by? Mm-hmm.
Nope, I'm not coming over there.
People are like, who's Bob Pittman? Bob Pittman's the owner of iHeart.
Salute to my guy. Drop on a clues bomb for Bob Pittman.
Shout out to Bob Pittman.
You know, there's certain things I'm not doing. I'm not going to the house of the clubs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the timing of the face, I don't like that either. Don't be timing of the face in me, bro. I don't like that.
All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Man, all kinds of things COVID related and this Delta variant and what's going on and around the world, but also in the United States. We told you guys already about the uptick in cases, but now we'll give you some more information about that.
All right, we'll get to that next. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. All right, now yesterday, NBA basketball, the Bucks tied the series 2-2. They beat the Suns 109-103.
Drop on the clues bombs for the Milwaukee Bucks. Okay, the 8-4-3 zone. Chris Middleton dropped a cool 40-piece last night.
Yeah, he had 40.
I love Milwaukee, man. One of my favorite cities. First city to ever take a chance and syndicate the Breakfast Club. Salute to Bailey and Reggie, everybody at V100.3.
Yep.
Love Milwaukee.
Now, Booker has
42. Shout out to my girl, Tish. She just got married in Milwaukee over the weekend, too. She's from there.
Beautiful city.
Yes.
No, I wouldn't mind seeing them win the championship. We'll see what happens.
All right. What else we got, Yeezy?
Well, COVID-19 deaths and cases are on the rise again globally. They're saying this is a very dispiriting setback. And there's another round of restrictions. So people were hoping for a return to normal life. Felt like we had it, but now there's some restrictions. So the United States has one of the highest vaccination rates in the world. And right now, they have been doubling over the past 2 weeks to about 24,000 newly confirmed infections. But deaths are still on a downward trajectory. So that's the good side of things. But in Los Angeles County, they said they had their fifth straight day of more than 1,000 new cases. In Chicago, they announced that unvaccinated travelers from Missouri and Arkansas have to either quarantine for 10 days or have a negative COVID-19 test. In Connecticut, they did vote yesterday to extend emergency declarations, and that keeps in place orders requiring masks in certain settings. In Alabama, a military base has ordered troops to show proof of vaccination before they can go maskless, as they are seeing an uptake in COVID-19 cases in that state.
I mean, that's the problem, right? Like, everybody trying to go back to normal. There is no normal to go back to after last year. It's a new normal. And that new normal should include masks and still should include social distancing and our vaccines, if that's your thing. But there is no just going back to regular life the way it was before, you know, coronavirus.
Right now, nearly 160 million Americans have been fully vaccinated. That's a little over 55% of the population. But as we told you yesterday, young adults have been showing less interest. And that's why they had Olivia Rodrigo at the White House yesterday.
Okay.
And she's 18 years old, and she was persuading more young people to get vaccinated. She said it's something you can do more easily than ever before.
Well, you can't even be mad at the young people, because they spent a whole year telling the young people that it didn't really impact them like that.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like, literally. They literally spent the whole year telling young adults, young people don't really get affected by coronavirus.
Yeah, and they said they didn't say that you couldn't get it. They just said you won't be affected the same way.
Now, all of a sudden, it's, young Americans don't want to get the vaccine. I'm like, I thought that they didn't need to, based off what y'all were telling us.
I guess when it's time to go back to school, it spreads a whole lot easier. There's 7 Mississippi children in ICU with COVID-19. 2 of them are on life support. And so they said, please be safe. If you are 12 or older, please protect yourself. So that means still wearing your mask. Again, like we said, if you're not vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Johnson & Johnson, in the meantime, has recalled some Neutrogena and Aveeno sunscreens because they detected benzene in them.
What is that?
And it causes cancer.
Lord have mercy.
My goodness.
Yes, it could potentially cause cancer depending on the level and the extent of exposure. So they said it's not an ingredient in its products. It's investigating what did cause its presence. So it's a voluntary recall that they're doing.
I need Johnson and Johnson to give it up. It's clearly two Johnsons, right? But what do they get right? I never hear what Johnson and Johnson or Johnson and R. Johnson get right. What do they get right?
It's a good question.
Listen.
You said what?
Nick? I mean,
Nick said baby powder, but back in the day, didn't they recall some of their baby powder?
I know they did not say
that's
baby
what Nick
powder.
Just screamed out.
No, they said baby powder.
They told you not to use that baby powder because...
Yeah, but I think they fixed that, right?
I don't trust it. I'm not using that no more.
I need the two Johnsons to step up. I need Johnson and Johnson to hold a press conference. We need to discuss what y'all do over there.
You would like to see a Johnson, okay. Huh?
Excuse me?
They had to pay like billions of dollars in lawsuits because of that baby powder. All right, well, and they stopped selling it in the United States and Canada.
No, they still got baby powder. I still see baby powder on the shelves.
Well, they said on June 1st that they stopped selling it. Johnson & Johnson.
First of all,
Johnson & Johnson
is
gay.
Make sure you're using the right pronoun. You don't know what Johnson & Johnson identify as.
That's right.
Yeah, but they
see, there you go. Keep it up.
In Canada and in the United States, because of reduced demand, people weren't trying to, they just continued it.
Mm.
Baby powder?
All right. Yes, Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, I remember that. And I'm stupid and I remember that.
Nah, but
I'm not saying they don't still sell it now. I'm just saying back in the day there was a recall of it.
Yeah, but they still sell it like crazy. I'm looking on, it's on Target. It's all right.
I mean, it must be old because they discontinued it. All right.
Now, I don't know if they discontinued it, but there was a recall back in the day.
I don't see nothing about them.
Maybe they changed the. Yeah, Johnson & Johnson recalled 33,000 bottles of its baby powder products in October of 2019.
I remember, but they didn't discontinue it.
Out of an abundance of caution after trace amounts.
On May 19th, the company announced it is discontinuing the sale of its baby powder in the U.S. and Canada.
Mm.
Okay.
All right, well, that is your front page news.
Mad old bottles on the counters then.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Or maybe you're getting a ship from another country.
And they had to pay $100 million in baby powder settlements. I'm tired of talking about baby powder, man. Who cares? All right. What kind did LeBron use? that clearly wasn't Johnson & Johnson.
I don't know what that was.
I think that was chalk.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Smoke Carolina. Good morning, DJ Envy.
Smoke.
Ashley and Charlamagne Tha God.
Good morning.
Smoke, peace,
what's up,
King.
Smoke? Get off your chest, brother.
I want to get off my chest first. I got to congratulate you guys for the work you do and how you motivate us in the morning. DJ Envy, congratulations on your car show. When I hear it on Kevin Hart, the Plastic Cup Boys giving you props, for that Motor Trend joint, I think that's doing big, brother. Congratulations.
You said what? What'd you say about Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart mentioned your car show and trying to get on his show on SiriusXM.
A word. You know, the car show is really taking off, man. It has legs of its own. Coachella is, you know, what I'm trying to do is, you know, as the kids, we all go to the International Car Show. And, you know, it's cool, but it's not for us. And I wanted to create something that we can all go and us bring kids and have a family type of fun to really take out the car show. You know, the car show, they do what they do, but this is more for us. This is more for the community. This is more for...
When you say urban. Us, do you mean Black or Dominicans?
Black people.
Okay.
I'm both for minorities, everybody. For our community, I would say.
But you're Dominican. You're Dominican.
I'm not Dominican.
Yes, you are.
But yeah, but Smoke, thank you, man. The next one is August 14th. I'm announced the celebrity cars. I have this one. And I'm glad Kevin Hart did that because I want to do one in L.A., so now I'm going to call him for his cars, too.
That's the stuff. Hey, yo, Charlamagne, man. You got to... Yo,
bro. I hit it this morning.
He was here on time.
I did it this morning.
No, you didn't bring that energy, man. You didn't bring that energy.
Oh, you know why? Because Salute to Red, he's the new board op. He had the music too high.
He had the music
and I heard
high.
And I heard when I heard Envy say good morning, you couldn't really hear him, so I didn't want to really give it up if they couldn't hear me. You know what I mean? I didn't hit him with the turn my mic down.
Need to step that up, Angela Yee. Hey, I wish you sold your product in North Carolina. Congratulations, you too, for what you're doing. Keep shining. You're doing it big with those two gentlemen.
Thank you.
I'm sure you can get it online. What's the website he can get it online?
Drinkfreshjuice.com or coffeeupliftspeople.com.
See? You don't need it in the store. Order it online, brother.
Appreciate it. You keep doing what you do. Blessings in the morning. Thank you.
All right,
peace,
brother.
King.
You too. Hello, who's this?
Hey, yo, Manager Mike.
Manager Mike, what up? Get it off your chest.
Yes, sir. You know I got to call and talk about them Bucks, man. You already know what's going on. And I'm going to make sure I sign a lot happier today than y'all say I signed it. So,
yes.
Oh, I thought you said Bucks. Yes, I was like, what Bucks you reading,
he
brother?
He said the Bucks, man. Salute to the Bucks. You calling from Milwaukee?
Man, come on, man. You know I'm calling from GA.
Oh, okay.
And I wasn't going for no Hawks.
Okay.
I like Milwaukee. I'm trying to figure out what's the Milwaukee-Atlanta connection? Because I always see Gucci Man at the Milwaukee games.
You know why you always see him up there?
Why?
Because everybody is a fan of Giannis Antetokounmpo. Man, that's the next LeBron, dog.
Now, stop. This. Come on, stop.
You telling me he's not the future?
I mean, I think he's the now. He's a two-time MVP who's in the NBA Finals.
The now.
What are you talking about?
Somebody get Stephen A. Smith on the phone this moment. Please, oh my gosh. Stephen A. Smith on the phone this morning.
Yeah, I think Giannis is doing his thing, bro.
Thank
I think
you,
he's A-okay.
Yeah, no, I like the Greek Freak. I mean, I like the Phoenix team, too, though, because I want to see Chris Paul win one as well.
But I love to see Chris Paul win a ring, but, you know, I like Chris Middleton, too. He's from the 843. You know, he went to Porter Gow High School. You know what I mean? Dropped a cool 40-piece last night.
He did drop a 40-piece. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how Black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Warren, man.
Get it off your chest.
Hey, man. I gotta say it, I've been sick with my girlfriend's sister, man.
Oh, okay. Why you calling us, brother? Why you telling us that?
I had to get it out of my chest. I gotta tell y'all that.
You need to go talk to a pastor, and then you need to go talk to her. Which security with you? I know. I ain't talking about that. I'm just saying that if you're gonna confess something like that, that's a big one.
Yeah, I know.
Why
man.
Would you? Well, I'm just I curious. What would make you do?
No.
What would make you do something like that?
Oh no, she tipped me and I beat it.
Call your girl right now, bro. I don't feel comfortable with you calling, telling us that information without relaying that information to her. Now, don't call her because you don't need to embarrass her on the radio. But you need to have that conversation with her.
I am.
Oh, you already told
her.
Huh?
I don't know how to tell her.
See, you a liar. You just said you have. Then you say you don't know how to tell her. Which one is it? Did you tell her that you didn't?
No, I did. I never said I have. I said I don't know how to tell her.
Oh. Well, you got to tell her the same way you just called up here and said it to us, just like that.
And good luck.
There's no good way to say that, right?
Not at all.
You know none of this is going to turn out well. None of it. You just don't know how bad it's going to be. But it's going to be bad.
And like I said, good luck. Oh, no. We know.
You never know.
Y'all
be easy, man. I slept with my girlfriend's sister. You think that's going to be a good conversation?
Not at all.
What do you think? So, oh, that's fine. What you want for dinner?
Nope.
Okay.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this right here is Mati.
Hey, what's up, brother? You want to turn? There you go. What's up, bro? Get it off your chest, man.
Hey, man, I just want to light into the Earn Your Lease boys this morning, man. I seen a podcast where they brought on a dude named M500, and he's teaching the black community about fraud, man. I mean, it's on the podcast, and I just don't think that they should be allowing people like that to come on and teach our black community about fraud. I mean, if you're going to teach us something... Right.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Teach about fraud? Well, what does that mean?
What's the person they brought
teach
on?
Them about fraud. I mean, he's telling people to go and get a loan from Navy Fed, and you don't have the intentions of getting a car loan, so it's going to turn into a personal loan. That's bank fraud. That's the definition of bank fraud. I mean, they shouldn't be having these kind of people on the show like that.
All right,
for our black community.
Well, let me tell you something about EYL. Right? EYL is a platform that just doesn't bring real estate people. They bring people that are doing it and making it, and they can't necessarily find out what's fraud. They can't do their homework on every last thing. Like when I come on there with Caesar, there's certain things that they're not gonna know because they don't do real estate. Just like when they go on there and they talking about the guy that does the trucking, they don't know everything about trucking. They just try to give a platform to help minorities think about ways, to other ways to make money. Now, if that is bank fraud, that's that. You know, I mean, it is fab. But we tell everybody, like you, whatever business you get into, you have to do your homework. Don't just think it's easy and that you could just listen to what somebody says. You have to do your homework. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And I know Rashad and Troy are great guys. I know they didn't bring a brother on to talk intentionally about fraud.
Yeah,
nobody.
If they knew it was fraud, they definitely wouldn't have had them.
Absolutely.
On. Those are some good brothers.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt that they intentionally did it. But when I heard it, I mean, it's the definition of bank fraud. I mean, you're going in without the intention.
And by the way, it might not be bank fraud. I haven't heard the episode yet. I don't know. So it may not be.
It's M500. Look it up. It's M500. You'll see it on there.
But also, I would say this, too. You know, here on the Breakfast Club, we had some people up here that spit some wrong information a couple of times.
That's right.
But sometimes you got to check it. You got to do your homework. And then people got to say, hey, yo, Envy, yo, Charlamagne, yo, Yee, that was wrong.
And that's fine.
And that's fine.
Yeah, it's just like Jay Morris. We y'all brought him on, man. Like, he shouldn't have been on the show.
You right.
Jay ain't been on here in years.
I can't argue.
Yeah,
he
wasn't on here doing anything that had to do with fraud, though.
Yeah. And by the way,
it didn't have to do with fraud, but the dude's like a known fraudster. I mean,
It depends who you ask. You know what I mean? It's a lot of people that Jay's helped, too.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
maybe.
He
was really a realtor. He was really a realtor at the time. I mean,
but yeah, I did hear some things. Yeah. And then when we do hear things, we make sure that we tell people what it is, and we don't have those people back up there. You know, the whole idea is we don't want our community to get frauded. We want to help our community, whether it's with financial gains, financial literacy, whether it's generational wealth, whether it's real estate, whether it's other things. That's what we try to help: mental wealth, entrepreneurship. We try to do our best to help and talk about things other than, you know, just rap music. Like, we really try to help our community become rich.
Hey, we done got scammed on the show before. We gave money for a Cash App that was fraudulent.
Hey, man, everybody going to have an opinion about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's everybody going to have an opinion. There's people that think Envy only talks about real estate because he makes money off seminars. There's people that think I only talk about anxiety because they think I make money off mental health. Like, it's just, they think Angela Yee don't even really drink juice. You know what I mean? But
No one thinks that.
I'm sure it is, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Everybody
too.
Got an opinion.
No way.
I'm sure there's people
who doesn't
that think
drink juice.
I'm sure there's people that think you don't drink coffee. But I will say this: we've helped thousands of people purchase homes, and Charlamagne has helped thousands of people with mental health, and he has helped thousands of people be entrepreneurs. So you're always gonna have a hater, but you know, we just stay the course and continue to help out.
That's
community.
All. Okay, everybody keep it moving.
Yeah, that's the name of the game. I didn't want to hate on him. When I just heard that, I was like, why is he on the show? Why would he be on the show talking about it? So hey, I don't have anything bad against the Earn Your Leisure boys. It's just when I heard that, I was like, you shouldn't be up there.
Earn Your Leisure doing great work, man. All those guys doing great work, from
absolutely.
What I see. You know what I mean? I think they're doing great work.
Well, have a good one, brother.
Yes, sir, man. Y'all see.
And you can listen to the Earn Your Leisure podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network.
Oh, you only defend it because they're on your network.
Which some people say is an illegitimate network. So, you know what I mean? I'm saying everybody going to have something to
say.
I don't care who you are. Jay Morrison, NVS, everybody going to have something to say. It is what it is.
Oh, man. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now we got rumors on the way.
Well, since y'all said everybody got something to say, let's talk about Jussie Smollett. He was back in court yesterday.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, get ready for some new Remy Ma. She has a new crime series on VH1 that she's hosting. It's called My True Crime Stories. Now, according to the Jasmine brand, it will feature wild first-person tales of getting caught up in over-the-top scandalous crimes. Listen to this.
These crimes made headlines. Now hear the real story from the masterminds themselves.
I got 3 ounces of pure cocaine in the trunk.
Monday, August 2nd. See the rise.
I had never seen that much money. We need to rob another bank.
The fall.
She went to prison for 12 and a half years.
Grace absolutely played a part.
And the redemption.
My passion was speaking to you. Don't go down the path that I did.
Because in a split second, anyone can get caught up.
I felt like I got a second chance.
My True Crime Story, narrated by me, Remy Ma, premieres Monday, August 2nd at 10.
Sounds highly entertaining. And I'm glad that there's a redemption angle to it. You know what I mean? Meaning those are people who committed those crimes, but you know, now they're really productive citizens out here in our society.
Answers that question. What was he thinking at that time? All right. Now, Marlon Wayans also has a comedy special that's debuting August 19th on HBO Max. It's called You Know What It Is. So make sure we check that out. HBO Max has a lot going on right now. Hart has landed a talk show. It's called Heart to Heart, and that's on Peacock, and we have that trailer.
Welcome to my first ever talk show. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, oh, Kevin, it's just a talk show. No big deal. Wrong, people. We want to get to know one another. We drank wine here. We want to have a heart to heart.
I mean, Kevin proves he can already do that with the coldest balls. What's going to happen to coldest balls? You can do both, I guess.
Maybe he's still doing that, but new episodes of Heart to Heart will drop in batches on Thursdays. It'll be the first 3 episodes on August 5th, and guests will be announced each week ahead of the drop. So he's going to have award-winning musicians, A-list actors. No topic is off limits, and it's all going to be in his virtual wine cellar.
How does Kev have that much time? Think about it. Movies, Coldest Balls, this one. He does
so much. You just got to manage your time. It's 168 hours in a week. I tell people that all the time. I always tell my oldest daughter, it's like you write down all the hours that you have in a week and, you know, break down what you're doing. If you're how much time you're spending on social media, how much time you're spending doing this, how much time you're spending doing that. And you'll realize how much time you do waste on nothing.
All right. Well, Jussie Smollett has returned to court yesterday. You forgot about all this, right? That happened back in January in 2019 in Chicago. Now, the hearing that he just had nothing to do with the charges against him. He's accused of lying to the police when he reported that two masked men attacked him in Chicago. But they said it has something to do with his lawyer and whether or not his lawyer should continue to represent him because he had a conversation with the brothers. And so the witnesses in question are the brothers, and prosecutors are saying that Smollett hired and paid them to carry out an attack. And so I guess we'll see what happens with that. But he still does have these charges. So let's not forget that that's happening. And he is maintaining his innocence. He told Fox News that he's innocent while entering the court. And he said the proceedings he's about to participate in is a dog and pony show. He was charged with 6 counts of felony misconduct for allegedly lying to police about those attacks.
Well, you know, you said earlier, we forgot about that story. We forgot because nobody cares about a black man lying to the police. As soon as you say, hey, he's lying to the police, I'd be like, oh, I feel him.
Right. So we'll see what happens. You know, the first set of charges against him were dismissed, but then he was charged again with those 6 counts.
Well,
sheesh.
Salute to Jussie Smollett for lying to the police. Okay. Drop one of Clue's bombs for Jussie.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Okay. Allegedly. But, you know, you're not going to make me care about that situation.
Seems like he's been on trial for a long time.
Is he on trial? No, he just started going to trial.
Jeez. All right.
But he lied to the police. If he did lie to the police, so what? No, I'm lying.
Okay, what?
I'm lying.
All right, now, Lamar Odom wants to get back together with his ex-wife, Khloe Kardashian. He would do that in a heartbeat. And, you know, he had a back and forth with Tristan Thompson on social media. And if you guys have been paying attention, he just did an interview with the Megan Porma show on Fox LA. He said he still loves her and he's up for reuniting. And he also addressed the back and forth that he had with Tristan.
You don't really know me, so, you know, I really, what did Jesus say? God, forgive them for what they not know, right? So he don't really know me. He's like, that could have really turned ugly.
You're the one who's not letting that turn into an ugly situation.
No. Yeah, I mean, because he's a black man. He's in the NBA, so we're fraternity brothers. He made a mistake by saying that. Well, he's stupid. I mean, I'm not going to say he's stupid, but he's, you know, he don't know me.
Listen, I don't think Khloe wants to get back together with Lamar Odom. Now, in addition to that, he talked about Tristan cheating on Khloe Kardashian, and he took some responsibility about things he did.
I mean, I've been down that road before, so, you know, I wasn't one to judge and still not one to judge on how he tends to treat a woman. I wish it didn't have to be that woman, but, you know, well, I'm a man, so I guess I can understand.
Did you reach out to her?
No, not at that time I didn't. I didn't feel like it was my place.
Are you in a good place with her?
I think so. I hope so.
Would you ever get back with her?
Yeah, I mean, would she get back with me? That's the bigger question.
Well, I just feel like a TV One version of Love and Basketball. Like, they're going to play against each other for Khloe's heart. Like,
that'd be dope. Who would win? Who would get your money on?
One-on-one in a basketball game? Probably Lamar.
Really?
Yeah. Probably.
Nah, probably Lamar. I mean, it just depends what kind of shape Lamar's in.
What shape is he in?
Lamar's definitely more skilled than, or he on the court, he was more skilled than Tristan Thompson.
I'm not going to lie. I thought you were talking about Lamar versus Khloe.
Oh, no, shut up.
I did. Christ. I don't know why.
Who you got on that one?
It's like, probably.
See, now you thinking.
Now you thinking, bro.
Yeah, now you thinking.
I think Khloe could post Lamar up in the paint, so? Bro. I'm not going to lie.
She could drop seven, dunk?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I don't know.
All right. Well, anyway, that is your rumor report.
That'd be a tough one.
Totally misunderstood that.
That'd be a tough one. All right. Front page news next. What are we talking about?
Yes, and you know, we're still going to give you some more information on what's going on with COVID-19 and these cases around the world and in the United States, and we'll tell you what made people get 1 million vaccinations in one day.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Peace to the planet. I go by the name of Charlemagne the God, and this year has been tough on everybody's mental health. GentleMind is here to help. GentleMind has developed an innovative new tool for groundbreaking insights into your unique genetic predispositions. Go to mentalhealthmap.com to be empowered on your mental health and well-being.
Okay. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy and
only one light-skinned person saying okay at a time, okay?
Oh, stop it, okay? We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, last night, the Bucks tied the series. They won 109-103. Mm-hmm. The Greek Freak had 26. Middleton had 40. Booker had 42.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to win this series, but, you know, either way it goes, it would be cool with me because I'd like to see Chris Paul get a ring, but I love to sit in Milwaukee. And, you know, Chris Middleton is from the 843. He plays for the Bucks. Dropped a cool 40-piece last night, mm-hmm. You know. Milwaukee's a great city. First city to ever syndicate The Breakfast Club, by the way.
Facts. All right. Now, front page news is powered by the NBA. Now, what else we got, Yee?
All right. Well, almost 1 million people booked a COVID-19 vaccine on the day, on Monday, that France announced a health passport for non-essential places like restaurants. So unvaccinated people rushed out to get that appointment. And that's because of those new rules. If you want to dine out, if you want to catch the train, proof of vaccination would be required to access non-essential services.
I wonder, do we have any historical context for what we're going through right now? Like, was there another, you know, disease that hit America that, you know, America reacted in this way? I don't know. I'm stupid. I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, I'm asking. Like, where they were telling people they had to get vaccinated, and or throughout the world, you got to get an ID to say you're vaccinated, things of that nature. Has that ever happened before?
Mm-hmm. Right. I just know going to school, you had to be vaccinated, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you're a baby, at like 5 months, don't you have to get some type of shots? Are those vaccinations?
I don't remember what happened at 5 months, but I think you're
right. You have kids.
Yes, I'm sure you're correct.
I don't know either.
I'm just asking. You guys don't have kids.
I have to ask the wife.
Yeah,
really
my wife takes care of all that.
I do know that there's times that, you know, kids go get shots, but I don't know what they're for.
Hey, I'm with
right, because my friend just had a baby. She's like, I don't want anyone to see the baby until she gets all her shots. Yeah. At 5 months.
I've definitely heard that too. Hey, man, I'm a daddy. I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm gonna ask my wife.
I know
about being one.
I think you're right. I'm pretty sure you're correct.
Is it 5 or 3 months?
I don't know what the age is, but there is.
She told me 5 months.
Because I think, okay. Yeah, she told me. Because you don't travel to the baby as is. I don't remember. My wife takes
it's traumatic when you go to the kid, you know, the doctor and watch the kid get shot because you know they don't like it. Yeah,
they don't like it. They're looking at you like helping, and you can't help.
And then when they get older and know what's going on and know why they're going to the doctor, oh, Lord, have mercy.
All right. Well, since we're talking about kids, let's talk about this child tax credit payments. Those are going out this week. So just letting everybody know, make sure that if you're eligible, they said the first payment alone is going to be helping a lot of people. Those first monthly payments of $300 per child started going out to approximately 36 million eligible households. These advanced payments were made possible because of that $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, which increased the credit this year to $3,600 for children under 6 and $3,000 for children between 6 and 17. And that's going to continue monthly through December. So people are looking at this as a very robust anti-poverty tool right now. It's super targeted to lower income families. So
what then, in order for you, what one check going to look like? How much is it going to be?
It's $300 per child per month.
$300 per child per month.
Okay. You're not getting it, so don't worry about it.
Right, I was going to say that money is going to go to the bottom 60% of families, those making less than $70,000 a year. So it gives people a little something extra right now.
That's
that it, should help them to pay their bills, keep up with the rent. If you have trouble paying for other things like school supplies, putting food on the table throughout the year, that's what that's targeted toward.
Now, is this something they're going to try to come back and collect on later? Or is this just a straight up cash payment? Or not cash, but a straight up payment and you good?
No, you don't have to pay taxes on it.
Okay.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Thank you, Miss E. Now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Now, what were you talking about? What happened on your podcast, E?
Oh, yeah. On Lip Service, we had Lexi Pantera on, and she was talking about dating a guy who was super insecure. Now, mind you, she's an artist, right? And when he met her, she dressed a certain way, you know, so she's a very pretty girl and very confident in her body. And she was at a music video and actually had him booked to be in the video with her. Here's what she said happened.
I even had a boyfriend in a music video of mine, and he didn't like that I wasn't fully, like, he wanted me to be more dressed, clothed. And I'm like, bitch, I'm wearing what I want to wear. And you're in the scene with me. This dude literally went to the side and cried. He was upset about shit. I am over all of that. I'm going to tell you now, ladies, do not ever get a man that is insecure.
Wow. So what is the question? 800-585-1051. Have you ever dated somebody insecure? Is that the question?
Yes, and it is one of the most difficult things to do. It's probably one of the most unattractive traits in a person, insecurity.
Yeah, you don't have to call. I'll tell what happened early on in our relationship. But I was the most insecure person ever.
Yeah, but everybody got insecurities, right? You just don't know what you're insecure about until you're in that situation, I would think.
Yeah, but sometimes it's ridiculous.
I agree with that. I was the ridiculous
I dated one. A guy who didn't... I will tell you when we come back.
Yeah, well, we will talk about it more when we come back. And 800-585-1051, have you ever dated somebody insecure? How did that go? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're asking, have you ever dated somebody insecure? Now, this came from Angela Yee's podcast. Now, who are you talking to, Yee?
We were talking to Lexi Pantera. She was talking, and she's an artist, and she's known for teaching twerking and all of that. And she was dating a guy. She had him in her music video, but he didn't like what she had on.
I even had a boyfriend in a music video of mine, and he didn't like that I wasn't fully, like, he wanted me to be more dressed, clothed. And I'm like, bitch, I'm wearing what I want to wear. And you're in the scene with me. This dude literally went to the side and cried. He was upset about I am over all of that. I'm going to tell you now, ladies, do not ever get a man that is insecure.
All right, so we're asking 800-585-1051. Have you ever dated somebody insecure?
Evan, you said you were the insecure guy, right?
Yes, I was. My wife doesn't have to call. I talk about it in my book. We talk about it all the time on the podcast. Book comes out next year, by the way. But I was very insecure. I was that guy. I was like, why are you wearing that? I was, I felt like my wife was too beautiful for me. Too pretty, too smart, too educated. And I felt like at any given moment she could possibly leave. And this is when I was in college and in high school, and I was insecure. I didn't want her to wear anything sexy. I hated when she went out with her friends. I was nervous. I was that guy. I definitely was that guy.
How'd you get over it?
He started sagging his pants and started, you know, being sexy himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think Charlamagne started flirting with me and made me feel a lot better. But no, honestly, it was you evolve, you grow, you start having conversations. You got to look at yourself and see what the problem is in within yourself. And then once you figure that out and you have a great relationship, you realize that, you know, you don't have to be that way. And I'm not insecure now. I'm far from it. My wife can do whatever she wants, wear whatever she wants. She can go wherever she wants. I'm not that guy.
Well, I think you should pull your pants up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, stop looking
same
at
way,
my pants.
The same way you didn't want her out here showing skin, you shouldn't be out here showing your ass either.
Does it make you uncomfortable?
No, it doesn't make me uncomfortable. Right, but I've seen the guy slap you on the ass just randomly.
Shut up, man.
And I think it's because of the way you address.
We're being serious, man.
I'm being serious,
well,
too.
You know, you could potentially sabotage a relationship with insecurity, too.
Yeah, and
it's so unattractive.
I almost sabotaged mine. I mean, I was extra, like, you know, popping up and doing things, and it was stupid.
Oh,
but
it
was immaturity. And thank God I'm over it, and we grow from it, and I'm able to teach other brothers out there about my insecurities. I teach my kids about it as well, but it was just one of those things that was me as a person. I was insecure, and it almost, you know, lost me my relationship.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an interesting conversation, but it doesn't sound totally realistic because I feel like we've all been insecure at some point. Like, women be insecure.
But how far do you go?
But that's what I mean. Women be insecure over men. Men be insecure over women. I think we all have things that trigger those insecurities. I think it's virtually impossible to say, you know, don't date an insecure person, because I think there is always room for insecurities to pop up at any given time. But I don't think you can date someone who can't get over their insecurities. I think that's what I think she was... I can't say what she was trying to say, but that's what I think. You can't be with someone who can't get over those insecurities, but we're all going to be insecure at some point.
No, I think, of course, that's natural, and I think some things are irrational, though.
Yeah, like, some things are irrational.
That's all. Like, I dated a guy who was mad every time I took a picture with somebody. Like, if I was out hosting a party, mm-hmm. and I was standing at the step and repeat, and I was taking pictures with people, and he was mad that I was taking pictures with any guys.
Well, that's just,
that's irrational.
I don't think that's irrational. That's just him being super insecure, and if he can't get over that, you got to bounce. I don't think that's irrational, because in his mind, he's like, I'm going to say how he's rationalizing it. This is Angela Yee. Angela Yee be around all these dudes that got money, all these dudes that got status. She might leave me for one of these guys. So in his mind, it's rational, very rational.
And not for nothing.
But I'm on the step and repeat, and it's me. I'm taking pictures with women and with men.
But I understand it's not like dating you, Yee.
But I got paid for.
Because I remember a time where
please tell this story.
A brother was took Yee to the game.
Please tell this story.
They were sitting in section 200, And then, like, you know, halfway
we
through.
We were in a box.
Halfway, you were in a box. And then Jay-Z and Mike Kaiser told you to come down and sit courtside, and you sat right there sitting courtside with them. How am I not supposed to feel like that as a man?
You told that whole story wrong. Hold on. Y'all told that story wrong. First of all, when I was sitting with Jay-Z and Kaiser, I was with y'all first and left you guys.
That's not true. No, we weren't at that game. That's a damn lie. We were not at that game.
Yes, you were.
I can pull the pictures up online. No, we were not.
And you left your date.
That's right.
Sat down there with them. Me and Charlamagne wasn't at
that
game.
We was not at that game.
Oh, well, you would have left too.
See what I'm saying? But as a man, how is that not supposed to make me feel insecure? And I'm going to have PTSD from that situation moving forward. You probably still ruined that man. That man probably ain't never been to another game with another woman in his life.
Never.
Because of you, Angela Yee.
I just want to say I can take pictures with people. That's what I got paid to do. That's what I was doing before you met me. I'm not going to not take pictures with people because you're insecure.
I agree, but it ain't got nothing to do with that basketball game when you left him sitting up in section 200 to go sit by Jay-Z.
You won't be all over the wood. All right. Hello, who's this?
Alexis.
Hey, Alexis. Now, you dating somebody insecure?
Yeah, I am.
What happened? What's going on?
When we first got together, I was a little smaller. But now, I done got a little bigger, and they fit a little tighter. So now, he want me to pretty much change my wardrobe because he don't want nobody to look at me.
You done got a little thick.
That's right.
Yeah. You don't like
quarantine.
That.
The guys like that milkshake. So he tries to police your clothing.
Pretty much.
Like, does he really try to police your clothing, or he just makes little statements here and there? Is he like, nah, take that off, put this on?
Take that off.
So what do you do?
You don't need to order that no more.
That's a bit much.
Yeah, that is.
And then I told him yesterday that I was going to order something. He said he wanted to see it first before I order it.
Are you okay with this, or do you think it's going to cause some issues?
It's going to cause some issues because I'm a free-spirited person. I'm going to get used to doing what I, like, want to do. So it's going to cause some issues eventually.
Like I said, is everybody going to have insecurities, but if you can't get over those insecurities, that's when the problem's going to come.
800-585-1051. Are you dating somebody insecure, or are you with somebody insecure? How do you handle it? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about insecurities. Now, this came from Angela Yee's podcast. What happened, Yee?
Yes, Lexi Pantera was on, and she was talking about a guy that she was dating, and he didn't like what she had on for her music video, and he started crying.
Why you gotta say crying like that, man? Like, you could brothers could cry, though. There's nothing wrong with crying. So we're talking about insecurity. I tell you all the time, I was definitely insecure with my wife. I'm glad my wife should have left me a long time ago. But, you know, we were able to work it out, communicate, and, you know, it made me a better person. And I talk about it all the time. So hopefully other brothers won't do the stupid ish that I did.
Yeah, like I said, I think it's virtually impossible to say don't date an insecure person because I think, you know, there's always going to be times where your insecurities pop up. But you just can't date someone who can't get over said insecurities.
Hello, who's this?
Yes, hi, my name is Crystal.
Hey, Crystal, good morning. We're talking about insecurities now. You said your husband is very insecure?
Very insecure, yes.
What's happening? What's going on?
He is, I recently lost over 100 pounds. I've been working on myself for a long time.
Okay. Congrats.
Thank you so much. And he just tells me all the time, he's like, oh, well, I guess I'm not good enough anymore. And says, well, there's better N-words out there for you, this and that. You know, you can be better than me anymore because I guess I can't do anything for you. And I have nothing to offer you anymore. And I'm like, I've been with you for 20 years and we have two beautiful kids. And why would I want to go with somebody else?
It sounds to me like he should have been with you on your get fit journey. Does he work out?
Right. I've asked him like so many times and I've begged him. We've had gym memberships and we've just never went together. And I don't understand what the whole issue with him is. Like it's an excuse after an excuse. I don't know what I don't know what it
is. See, that's on him. He's watching you transform, and you know he needs to do the same thing. You getting sexy, he need to get sexy with you. That's all it is. So that's all on him. Like, you shouldn't even take that personal, because that's literally all on him, because he wants to do what you're doing, but for whatever reason he's not, which is strange to me.
Right.
I think, I don't know.
So what are you gonna do?
Oh, I mean, I take what I take from him. You know, I love him. I do. I love him with all my heart, you know, and I keep encouraging him. I'm like, you know, you can do this. You've done it. You've done weight loss before. It's right now. It's just, he's in his own head and he needs just to get out of his own head. I just like to really help people, and I like to encourage people to help themselves. I really just love helping people in general.
I wonder about this, right? Is it a woman's job to make her man secure in a situation like this? Because it's clear that we know what the problem is, right? The problem is you lost weight.
Yeah.
He hasn't. Is it the woman's job to make the man feel secure?
The relationship, both of their jobs to make them both feel secure, I would say. You know what I mean? I
get that, because of the fact that it makes me feel like I'm being pushed away.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because he's always telling me, you know, well, you could go find somebody better. There's always somebody better.
Right.
I think y'all should have a conversation with that.
And the whole insecurity, you know, with being secure, like, I don't feel that, you know, I feel better with myself, but I feel that, you know, I still don't feel like I'm like there with myself because of the whole mindset thing.
That's gotcha. Right. Because physically you're healthy, but mentally and emotionally, this dude's kind of driving you crazy a little bit.
But I would say in a relationship, like you said, I think it's both, you know, parties, they should make each other feel insecure. Each other feel secure. You know what I mean? I think that's, you know, that's the best thing about a relationship. If you're having problems or you're feeling away, you can talk to your spouse, you can talk to your man, you can talk to your girl, and hopefully help each other. Now, we got Aaron on the line. Now, Aaron, you said you're insecure.
Nah, I didn't say I was insecure. But
it's okay.
I did say I was called insecure.
You was called? Okay, tell us the story, sir. Let us tell you if you're insecure or not. What happened?
All right, so it was me and this girl. We've been messing around, but we didn't start off that way. We started off as friends. We moved in with each other, and we were still friends. We used to have our own separate people come to the house. And then it got to a point where we started messing with each other. And the same guy that she had coming around before we started messing with each other is still the dude in her phone. It's still the dude she wants to come around. And I'm like, well, I mean, that's cool. She's like, well, they've been my friends for years. And I'm like, well, you know, you can't classify somebody as your friend after you've had intercourse with them. I don't classify that as a friend. I classify that as somebody I've had intercourse with, period.
So your woman had sex with a guy, and she's still cool with the guy now?
I guess if that's how you want to say it.
I think all your insecurities are justified.
But do they hang out? Like, what do they do? Are they hanging out together, going out to eat?
I mean, sometimes they do, like, not out to eat, not none of the extras, but it'd be like, oh, he wants to come over and smoke. Or he wants to come over and kick it.
I know.
Nigga, what?
Yeah, I would be insecure too. I'd be more insecure about that.
What you talking about?
She gonna kick it with another dude?
Before we started messing around, I kicked it with the before.
Did you know that he had smashed you know, your now girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was cool with it at the point, you know what I'm saying? That's, she could do what she wants to.
But now that y'all in an actual relationship and y'all together, you don't want her hanging out with the dude no more.
Yeah, low key.
Nah, I ain't mad at you about that
one. I'm not mad at that
That's
one
what
either.
I'm saying. I don't think I'm insecure.
Nah, you ain't insecure for that one.
No, you're insecure, but that's justifiable insecurity.
That's a justifiable insecurity.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's justifiable.
I think so.
What's the moral of the story, if there is one?
I mean, the moral of the story is, like I said earlier, man, everybody's going to have some insecurities, because there's going to be certain things that trigger insecurities. Just like that young man is triggered by the fact that his woman used to sleep with this guy and she still hangs out with him. But it's the people who can't get over their insecurities. That's when it becomes a problem. But that's a justifiable insecurity.
I agree with you. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, and let's talk about this pay date, $750 million. We'll tell you who could be getting that for the sale of their company.
All right, we'll get into that next. And also when we come back, I got a little announcement to give when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yow.
So let me shout out to everybody again that came out to Coachella, Atlanta. We had over 16,000 people in the building. I want to say thank you. Now, 16,000 people, think about it. The Brooklyn Barclays Center, when the hockey team plays there, there's only 15,000 people there. When the Nets play there, there's only 17,000 at capacity. So the fact that we had 16,300 means a whole lot. So now, the next one is going down in Atlantic City, New Jersey. That's August 14th. Now, let me name some of the artist celebrities cars that I have this time. Give me a little drum roll. First and foremost, you know this is my brother. And I actually have all his cars at my house right now because I took them. I was like, I don't know where Fifth's going to be. 50 Cent will have his cars at the car show in Atlantic City. Not only that, I reached out to French Montana. French Montana has cars in Miami, L.A., and the Bronx. He said, Envy, whatever car you want, come take it. So I'm coming for that Bugatti, French Montana. I'm coming for that Benz truck, and I'm coming for that Rolls Royce Cullinan.
French ain't got none of those in the Bronx. You a damn liar.
Nah, he was here a couple weeks ago. He had one. Remember when he
ain't staying in the Bronx. He might have drove through.
He might have drove through, but I got
him. Let them cars stay in the Bronx if you want to. Be sold for parts.
Shout out to my brother, Fabulous. Fabulous has a gang of cars, and Fabulous's cars will be at the car show at Coachella Atlantic City. Shout to Currency, Spitta Andretti, Jet Life. Currency has about 30 cars. The one in Atlantic City, Currency, bought 6 cars. I don't know how many he's bringing to New Jersey, but shout to my brother, Currency.
Hold on now. You said the one, you meant to say the one in Atlanta.
That's okay. Right. Little Kim, the Queen Bee, the Queen of Rap. She has a bunch of cars. Yeah, most people don't even know Little Kim got a small fleet of cars. Little Kim is giving me a fleet of cars for the car show. So that is 50 Cent, French Montana, Fabulous, Currency, and Little Kim. And lastly, now, if you follow this guy, you know this guy, you know he has about 40 cars. Little Uzi Vert is giving me his fleet for the car show in Atlantic City. Now, Little Uzi Vert has about, no lie, 40 cars, everything from Bugattis to Hellcats to Mercedes-Benzes to Bentleys. He has everything.
And he'll probably drive.
He'll probably drive because his cars are in Jersey, he told me.
Mm-hmm.
So shout to Little Uzi Vert. So if you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. Car Show Atlanta, it's a weekend. Friday, we have a welcome party with the mayor. It's an all-white party. Saturday is the car show. And Sunday is a real estate seminar. So it's family fun. We do everything from amusement rides. We have a basketball court that we built there so we can have free throw shooting contests for the kids. We have face painting. We have a huge Ferris wheel. We have carnival rides, games, face painters. You name it, you have it, plus the cars and all the good activations. So once you get your ticket, everything is free. So if you want to ride the Ferris wheel 36,000 times, you can. If you want to play a game and possibly win 13,000 teddy bears, you can. So once you come on in, it's going to be great food, and I can't wait to see you guys. So if you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. Like I said, Coachella, Atlantic City. It's going to be like a festival. It's going to be fun, family fun. Bring the kids. Kids 4 and under are free.
Okay.
And let's have some fun, man.
All right.
Yes.
So I can't wait
Congratulations.
To see you
guys. That should be exciting. That one I can make it to. I can drive there.
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you get your hotels. Hotels are super duper expensive in Atlantic City, so look for surrounding cities. I'm just telling you now.
What?
I don't know what happened.
What the hell kind of advertisement was that?
I'm going to tell you.
I'm going to tell you something, man. It's expensive to stay in Atlantic City.
No, Atlantic City, you know, before, you could get a room in Atlantic City for like $90. Now, it's a little expensive for Atlantic City right
you
now.
You don't have no deal for us? You don't have no deal for us?
Your word is born. You got no host hotel for Coachella?
It's sold out.
What sold out?
The Coast Hotel.
You had a host hotel?
Yeah.
How? When you just announced it?
No, I just announced the artist.
Oh, got you.
Yeah, but we're super duper excited. My family comes. We have like, you know how to double dutch eat?
Yes. You know, I had double dutch aerobics at Angela Yee Day.
Why are you laughing?
Because you're so funny, man. Why? You just talking around. You just ran. You're not a double dutch.
Yeah. No, he's talking about double dutch aerobics.
They have double dutch aerobics where they teach people how to double dutch.
Well, lead with that.
I was about to. You not a double dutch?
No, nigga.
Why you say no like
they
that?
They can teach anybody in less than 2 minutes how to jump double dutch.
I've tried in life, but you know, once you get the ropes wrapped around your neck once or twice, you're like, hey, you know, this ain't for me.
Envy seems like he'd be double-handed.
I am a little double-handed. But I've been trying to teach my kids how to, me and my wife teach the kids. You know what? Let's stop. All right. But make sure you get your tickets August 14th for Atlantic City. Yes, we have
it's out of nowhere.
Dutch.
You're not a double Dutch.
That's what I'm saying. You know about car shows, hotels. You're not a double Dutch.
Because I did it at the last car show and people were surprised. I'm like, damn.
I knew the context because I pay attention. But for people who are not listening, like, the hell is he talking about? But there's double Dutch in there, too.
That's right.
Yes.
All right.
I can do a pop-up and jump out. That's about it.
What's a pop-up and jump out?
Oh. Well, if you knew how to double Dutch, you know what the terminology means.
All right. But get your tickets August 14th. I can't wait to see you guys. We just announced the artists. If you haven't heard, that's French Montana, Fabulous, Lil' Kim, Currency, Lil' Uzi Vert, and Fabulous. Now, we got rumors on the way.
Do you know how to double Dutch?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll get to that next. Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how Black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, the rumor is that LeBron James and his longtime business partner, Maverick Carter, are exploring a sale of Spring Hill Entertainment. And they said they're in early talks with Nike and others. And the valuation for Spring Hill is $750 million.
Wow. All right. Dropping the clues bombs for Bron and Mav.
Why you say I like that?
I respect it.
Crazy.
They just formed Spring Hill just last year after raising $100 million, and they could now conceivably cash out with a crazy profit already.
I mean, that's what you do, right? Like, you grow a business, and then you sell said business. It happens every day, you know? And then you take that capital, and you go do something else, which those brothers absolutely positively will.
Yep.
All right, now, in more movie news, Alicia Keys is producing a new movie. It's called Resort to Love. And it follows a singer played by Christina Milian, and she is, quote, reeling from a broken engagement and career meltdown. She takes a singing gig at an island resort where her ex-fiance, who's played by Jay Farrow, happens to be getting married. She realizes that she wants him back, and she puts his engagement at risk. So here's the trailer for that.
A year ago, my fiance and I called off our wedding.
When I heard they were looking for a singer on a tropical island, I figured, why not?
Oh, wow.
Stay with me.
Hi, Erica. So are you here on vacation?
My brother's wedding is here. And there is the happy couple now.
New York.
I'm Jason's fiance.
I can't believe you're getting married.
Beverly finds out we used to be engaged, it's gonna cause so many problems.
What are the odds of him showing up here to get married?
And my boss wants me to sing at his wedding.
So people are kind of slamming Alicia Keys for doing this movie and producing this movie because, you know, they feel like she came in between Mashonda and Swizz Beatz's marriage, and they called it a, quote, homewrecker plot. I will say, though, you know, after Mashonda put out that book and the three of them have resolved all of their issues, it feels like it's time to move on from that. What do you think?
If they happy, why are we talking about, like, they all seem like everything is good with them.
They did go crazy on Twitter with this once that trailer came out. So,
it's so crazy. Y'all should know. It's so crazy when you said, what do y'all think? And I was like, I haven't.
I really haven't thought about it.
Well, they were going crazy on Twitter. it's like certain things that have happened in the past, and we don't know all the issues. We know, obviously, at the time, you know, Mashonda was very hurt over everything that happened. And
The hurt is on Twitter. Why they can't let things go? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Why they holding on to people's past traumas? Like, why can't people's past mistakes, whatever it is, why they can't let things go on Twitter? Well, that's where all the hurt lives. Then people then moved on with their life and having a good time.
But the whole thing is, we don't know. We honestly don't know.
I haven't given it any thought.
Me neither.
All right. Now, Richard Sherman's wife made a 911 call, and they have released that 911 call. And so Richard Sherman, as you know, I'm sure you saw this, he was arrested, and he's a suspect of domestic violence. So we can't say what happens until he appears before a judge. And so here is that 911 call.
I need officers here now. He's being aggressive. He's trying to leave now in the house. He's being aggressive. He's wrestling with my uncle. He's threatening to kill himself. He has sent text messages to people saying he's going to hang himself. And he's saying that if the police show up, please don't shoot is what I'm asking.
Say that again.
He has no weapon.
He said
if the police show up that he'll try to fight them.
He does not have any weapons or access to weapons?
No.
Okay. And how much has he had to drink tonight?
Two bottles.
Two bottles of what?
A vodka and Hennessy. Someone is killed, bro. Like...
All right. According to Redmond Police Chief Darrell Lowe, police officers tried to calm the situation down. And one state trooper developed some kind of rapport with him and told him how he once parked his car while he was working as a valet when he was a teenager. They said those tactics did work, but he did fight back once the officers told him that he was under arrest. And that's when they had to summon a canine to take him down. He was taken to the hospital to be examined for any injuries. And eventually he was booked and was denied bail.
Kana. You know, it's. I wonder if people understand the complexities of being black. Okay, when you white, you can call 911 and just tell them what the emergency is. When you black, you got to tell them
please don't
tell
shoot.
Them the emergency, but also please don't kill them. Please, that's nuts.
But could you imagine? She had to think about making that phone call. Think about it. She just didn't call and say, "Hey, let me call 911 to get help." She
that's what I'm saying. About, like, yeah, if I call really them, that's call right. Them? That's right.
Do I want to lose my husband today? Right. It's a possibility I might lose my husband. Should I call him?
That's just trauma that's on scary, trauma man. On trauma on trauma. That is the complexities of being black in America. That's not normal. And the crazy part is that's normal to us. That's our norm, but it's not normal.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Missy. Charlamagne, who are you giving that donkey to?
You know, speaking of not normal. Or maybe it is. I don't know. Well, Jimmy Ivy Jenkins from Louisiana, he needs to come to the front of the congregation. We like to have a word with him. Remember when you was a kid and your parents used to be like, if all your friends jumped off a bridge, would you do it too? Mm-hmm. We'll discuss.
Oh, boy. All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
If summer is inspiring you to be a little bit healthier, Audible is a great help. Check it out for guided meditations, motivating podcasts, and audiobooks on fitness and nutrition. Get your first audiobook free when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audible.com/breakfastclub.
Don't be out here acting like a donkey.
Hee-haw, bitch. Hee-haw.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. If he feel I deserve it, ain't no big deal.
I know Charlamagne the guy gonna have some funny sweet say out his mouth.
If God say something you may not agree with, doesn't mean I'm mean.
Who's getting that donkey?
That donkey. That donkey
of the day right there.
the Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the Donkey of the Day, but like, I mean no harm.
Yes. Donkey of the Day for Thursday, July 15th goes to a young 26-year-old man from Louisiana named Jimmy Ivan Jennings. Now, it's the reason that I encourage people to invest in their mental wealth. Okay, the reason I encourage them to invest in their mental wealth because, you know, mental health issues, mental illness impacts every area of our lives. All right, they affect our thinking, our feelings, our mood, our behavior. It could be depression, anxiety, bipolar, schizophrenia, mental health disorders. Mental illnesses are real. Okay, I want us to focus on mental health the way we focus on physical health because mental illness affects a person's ability to function over a long period of time. And when you're not mentally healthy, trust me, it will eventually show up. Okay, we all must find some healing because if we don't deal with our trauma will deal with us. You can't run from yourself, people. It will show up. It'll show up in our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It will affect how we think, how we feel, how we act, how we deal with other people, how we show up in social settings, how we make decisions. Hell, it might catch up with us in traffic. And if you ask me, that's exactly what happened to Jimmy Ivan Jennings. Let's go to WBRZ ABC 2 for the report, please.
Standstill traffic giving this man the ill-advised idea to jump from the Basin Bridge into the Atchafalaya River below. I-10 West was closed for hours Friday afternoon after a 10-vehicle pileup, and it was while sitting in traffic he had the idea to jump.
I jumped off the bridge, and when I hit the water, kind of hurt my shoulder, but I started swimming. And I couldn't get back to the bank because the current was way too strong.
The jump setting off an hours-long search. Wildlife and fisheries agents, along with the St. Martin Parish Sheriff's Office, involved.
I stayed in the water for probably about, I had a watch on. I looked at it for probably about 2.5-3 hours. Thought I was going to die, but God saved me. And finally, all the waters went still, and I went back. I was able to get back onto shore.
A trek for all involved once he made it back to land. It took even more time for officials to find him.
The St. Martin Parish Sheriff's Office cited Jimmy Jennings with criminal mischief and criminal trespassing.
Jimmy Jennings said he jumped off a bridge because he was bored sitting in traffic. Okay. Let's discuss. Remember when your parents used to tell you if all your friends jumped off a bridge, would you do it too? I would always think to myself, why would my friends be jumping off a bridge? And that's a trick question because if all my friends are jumping off the bridge, maybe I should jump too because it might be danger on the bridge. Like there was a lot of context to that question that's missing. But if you ever wondered like me, who are these friends that are just randomly jumping off bridges? I guess you look no further than Jimmy Jennings. But what I would say to Jimmy is you really can't run from yourself. OK, whatever you're dealing with will eventually catch up. What's that quote? Feeling the need to be busy all the time is a trauma response and fear based distraction from what we would be forced to acknowledge and feel if we slowed down. Well, that's what my energy tells me happened in this Jimmy, you know, Jennings situation. It wasn't the traffic that caused causing the jump per se. It was the fact that he was forced to slow down. He was forced to slow down, and that stillness got him to thinking about whatever it was he was running from, okay? He was forced in that moment to mentally and emotionally deal with whatever he was dealing with, and he couldn't handle it. Bored in traffic? When I'm bored in traffic, I make a phone call. I listen to a podcast or an audible book. I talk to myself. It's all types of things I do when I'm bored in traffic. But never have I ever thought to myself, I'm bored in traffic, I'm going to go jump off a bridge. Okay, if you jump off a bridge into alligator-infested waters, it's not because you're bored in traffic. It's because you're bored with life. Okay, now Jimmy Jennings said something very interesting, and I believe it will help him and others in the future in regards to how they deal with themselves because, man, we are all too hard on ourselves, okay? This is what scares me about the social media era because it makes an already bad situation worse. What is that bad situation? Well, that bad situation is how we feel about ourselves. There's going to be certain times in our lives that we aren't happy with who we are for various reasons. And social media creates this unrealistic bar of perfection that nobody can reach in real life, but virtually they act like it. Everybody's perfect online because as my Monk's Corner brother Stephen Furtick says, Pastor Stephen Furtick, all they're showing us is their highlight reel. Okay, we don't ever see the process, the mistakes, the setbacks, just the glory. And that can make negative thoughts about yourself worse. So when I read in the New York Daily News that Jimmy said, I asked God for forgiveness. I forgave everyone in my life when I was in that water. Man, that's important. Okay, forgiving yourself, forgiving others is important. Forgiving yourself is as important as forgiving others. Guilt is toxic, causes you to relive a mistake over and over. Okay, love yourself, forgive yourself, bruh. Jimmy, you're 26 years old. Sure, you can tell people you jumped off a bridge because you was bored in traffic, but we all know what's really going on. No, you jumped off a bridge because you got issues like the rest of us, all right? The difference is some of us are doing the work to make sure we don't jump off bridges. All right. I didn't have those tools and resources at 26 years old either. So I'm not judging. I'm just giving you some game for any and anybody else who is in a situation where they have to be still and they are forced to deal with themselves and deal with whatever they are trying not to deal with. Okay, relax. Don't be so hard on yourself. You are living and learning. Forgive yourself and grow from the experience. The end. But in the meantime, Jimmy, we have to give you the credit you deserve for being stupid because you didn't jump off a bridge because you were bored sitting in traffic. Please bless Jimmy Jennings with the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
For now you are the donkey of the day.
Now, would you like to play a game?
Sure.
Let's play a game of Guess What Race It Is!
Jimmy Jennings, Louisiana.
Said he was bored in traffic, so he decided to jump off a bridge and almost became breakfast for some gators. Guess what race it is! DJ Envy.
Jimmy Jenkins.
Don't Google.
I'm not Googling. Jimmy Jenkins.
Jennings. See? Look at you. Look at you.
What?
It's Jennings, Jimmy Jennings.
Jennings white.
You think he's white? Okay. Why do you think he's white?
I don't think black people are going to jump off a bridge and mess with some gators. I just don't think that. They do other type of things maybe, but.
Bored in traffic, yeah. I don't think.
Jump off a bridge?
Because we're bored in traffic, yeah. Angela Yee, Jimmy Jennings, Louisiana, said he was bored in traffic, so he decided to jump off a bridge and almost became breakfast for some gators. Guess what race he is!
I'm going to say that he's white also.
Why? Why do you think this? Why do you think he's white?
Because if I'm bored in traffic, all I'm going to do is talk on the phone, mm-hmm. maybe blast some music, mm-hmm. something like that, mm-hmm. curse at everybody, get road rage, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to do all that.
Yeah, black people scared of heights, too. I'm scared of heights. I ain't jumping on no damn bridge.
Mm-mm. Well, DJ Envy, Angela Yee, I would say that you both are correct.
Yes, I knew it.
Jimmy Jennings is white. Or as the Gators said when they almost got a taste, he's Caucasian. Okay. Caucasian grilled white meat with a mayonnaise broth. That was Jimmy Jennings.
Now, I'm not going to lie. I was leaning towards black when I thought his last name was Jenkins.
I know you were.
That's what
I know
you were. Then when you corrected me and said his last name ain't Jenkins, it's Jennings, I said, you know what? Then I got to change my thought.
Listen, Jenkins is a common slave name. Okay? It just is.
Jenkins, I was like, black, but you told me Jennings.
I get it.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. Hopefully mm-hmm. you guys got that answer correct as well. Now, up next, Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. You need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee right now. She got you! It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Yee.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now it's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? Good morning.
Good morning. What's your question for Yee?
So I had a question for Yee. I was wondering if I had some insecurities, and I'm going to tell you why. My boyfriend, he has nicknamed me Beautiful. That's what he's named me since he's known me. And so since we started dating, he has an eye for what I believe is thicker women. Every time we go somewhere, or if we're watching TV, if we're watching YouTube, like, he has this thing for thicker women. And I don't know if it's me saying, well, I'm just not thick enough for him, or is it that he's just not attracted to my body type? He wants a more heavier woman. I'm confused. And when I approach him about it, he doesn't get upset, but he really wants to know, like, why am I asking him, or what makes him think that? As if he wants me to tell him what I'm seeing so he can stop doing it. Not so he can make me feel better about it, you know?
You know, I have to say, this is something that I've heard a million times from different women, so I understand. Like, I have one friend, she says that her boyfriend, the porn that he watches, it doesn't look anything like her. And sometimes that's the point of watching that, right? It's what you don't have. So a lot of times people watch porn that's based on things that they've never done or they don't want to do or necessarily, but it's just fantasy type thing. So if he's telling you that you're beautiful and there's nothing wrong in your relationship and he's not stepping out on you, then I wouldn't be concerned about that. That's just something that's different than what you have at home. And at least he's just watching it on the screen and not doing anything. Because you can't compare yourself to other people.
How am I supposed to know when he's not doing anything? I mean, is that okay for me to do? To have a big old something other on the TV when he walk in? All because that's not what he has? I mean,
but do you feel, other than him watching porn, do you feel like he's doing something else?
I mean, not physically, but I feel like if he were to cheat on me, it'll be because of that. It'll be because he saw somebody that was voluptuous and he just couldn't help himself. Because when we're in a store and, you know, turning his head, breaking his neck, and I'll be like, damn, you with me? You know, if you're going to look, sneak and look. It gets to the point where now I feel like it's disrespectful. And I don't know.
Yeah, now he should not be disrespectful in public in that way. But let me ask you this. Do you guys have a healthy sex life?
Yes.
Okay. Do you feel that he's attracted to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to know.
I just don't want you to create problems for yourself where you're feeling insecure. And I understand it. Like, I'm with you, girl, because guys always look at other things different than what they have, right? And variety. And we always think of it like, well, if he's going to do it, this is what he likes. But it's just something that he's looking at on TV. Like, I'm sure that there's guys that you're attracted to that you find attractive that don't look nothing like your man, right?
But I don't look at him, though.
Yeah, but
you won't even catch me looking. That's just kind of like... You know what I'm saying? And not because I think I don't want him doing it to me. But that's
right.
What the
reason. Your phone just broke up a little bit. But I just listen. If everything else is fine in your relationship, he's attracted to you, he's still able to get an erection, y'all are having a healthy sex life, I don't think he should disrespect you in public by breaking his neck to turn around and look at other women. And so that's something that he definitely has to work on. But if porn is not interfering with your life and it's just something that he's looking at, I wouldn't be too concerned about that, because a lot of times if I look at porn, it's not like that's what I want my man to look like.
Oh, you know,
I want you to know that if he tells you that you're beautiful and he makes you feel beautiful, don't question that.
I don't question it. I just want to make sure he only got eyes for me. That's all.
Because would you rather he be looking at stuff of other women that look just like you?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not a porn watcher myself. I don't need porn. For that, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I don't watch porn, and I don't go out to see other men that don't look like my man. I don't know. It's just something that
right.
I don't.
Don't ever compare yourself to porn. There's just no point in even doing that. That has nothing to do with real life.
Okay, so in real life, he just being a tad bit disrespectful. He needs to watch his eyes.
Yeah, and that's it. And I think you have to be reasonable, communicate with him. You know, like, we had a whole topic about insecurities today, and I understand it, and I'm with you. Like, it's justified, but I think you have to sometimes show your vulnerabilities and let somebody know that it makes you feel a certain way. And I'm sure it's not intentional on his part, but sometimes you just have to express.
I have. And it's more like a, how dare you say I'm doing it? Like my friends deceive me. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think he lies when he does it to try to make me feel better as if I'm not seeing him do it, which makes me upset.
Right.
It's not the fact that he does it. It's the fact that I catch him and he's like, no, I didn't. And he's like, I'm looking dead at you.
And yeah, that seems like that's more of the issue than him actually doing it, is him not acknowledging it and changing his behavior because he knows it bothers you. And that seems like more of an issue than anything. He's got to be respectful for you. And it's a give and take in relationships. You know what I'm saying? And he has to be able to compromise and say, this is bothering my girl. It's not that much effort for me to make some changes. And so just be specific in what it is that you need him to do.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
All right, beautiful.
800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, hit ye now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Get some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. My name is Trey.
Hey, Trey. What's your question for Yee?
So I'm calling to find out, would you be able to forgive a friend that you considered, not necessarily as a best friend, but someone that you spoke to every single day throughout the day, that faked a pregnancy for 9 months, basically going into 10 months?
Why would somebody fake a pregnancy?
Everyone.
I need more details.
So she was with a guy, and they separated, and he went with somebody else. So I guess to get him back, she lied and said she was pregnant. So she came crying and telling everyone, oh, I'm pregnant, he doesn't want anything to do with me. Like, he even went so far as into faking a pregnancy test, getting someone to get a fake pee stick to add into the pregnancy test. She even did a photo shoot. She was for sonograms. And I mean, she's 30. She's 30 years old. And I'm sorry, Uncle Charlamagne, I am in Florida, and we do know all the crazy people live in Florida.
That's a fact.
And this is where I have And I'm wondering, would you be able to forgive someone like that?
I don't think I could ever consider somebody like that my friend, and it feels like she's got other issues. Like, so she did this whole thing because of a guy that she was trying to get back, and she went with the lie all around. So she felt like, in order for me to continue this lie, I have to tell everyone. And I would question that person's integrity, period. I would never trust them with anything. If you could fake a pregnancy and pretend you're pregnant for all those months with all of your friends, I don't know what you might do.
And that's exactly how I felt.
And if you feel like that, then you can't trust her. If you question if you can trust somebody, then you don't trust them. And there's no point in having, listen, I'm a big fan right now of not having people in my life who I feel like are not adding value to me. And I don't understand the value that somebody who you can't even trust is adding to your life. So you can, you don't have to hang out with this person. You don't have to be friends with this person. She clearly has some issues.
She does. And when I tried to, so I kind of picked up, like, you know, on it as it was getting towards the end. I was like, okay, I don't ever see a baby kick. I don't ever see no movement. There's no baby shower. There's no registry. There's no nothing. I've never seen a sonogram. And when I questioned her about it, she got really defensive. And then when she got defensive about it, she started attacking me on Facebook. And so I'm just like, okay, well, what did I do wrong? You're the one that's faking a pregnancy, not me. I mean, like, when I tell you everything, she had everyone on Facebook going, even to the point where she was, like, eating nasty things, saying that she was craving it.
Sounds like she wanted attention. She wanted sympathy. It feels like you said, with this guy, she wanted him to really believe it. And then when she started with the lie, she just couldn't stop. And y'all were probably giving her so much attention and she was enjoying that. So I can't understand, like you said, why somebody would do that. But to me, that's somebody I would stay away from.
Okay, because that's what I said. And then even like when I was friends with the, you know, the supposedly baby daddy, but I'm not friends with him anymore, and I try to speak to him, I told him, like, you know, you can't trust someone like that. It's very dangerous. Because if you can lay in a bed with somebody for almost 10 months, having them rub a stomach of air, I don't understand.
Right. Yeah, you don't know.
That she even said, and the funny thing is, like, so she even said that she is still pregnant. She said she lied to all of us and that she's really 6 months pregnant. But how can you be 6 months pregnant and you're pregnant from last year, October?
Yeah, just leave her alone. That's all I'm saying. Don't complicate your life for no reason.
Okay. Definitely do. I'm going to cut her off. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye.
All right. Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. Now you got rumors on the way?
All right, and speaking of sympathy, let's talk about Chrissy Teigen. She went on social media to talk about getting canceled and how difficult it's been for her and got really vulnerable.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, are you guys excited for this new versus Dipset versus the Lox? It's going to be at Madison Square Garden's Hulu Theater. And yes, I can't wait to see that one. That's going to be live in person. Tickets are available actually starting today at noon.
I think I would rather have seen G-Unit versus Dipset or even Terror Squad versus Dipset. Like, the Lox are phenomenal. They're legends, but we already saw Kiss, and I'm sure it's quite a few records Kiss did that the Lox might do again. And I think Dipset got that one, but it depends on how it's structured. Like, if it's just group songs.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good one.
But if it's just group songs, like, if they can only play group songs.
Can't be just group songs.
If it's the solo stuff where you taking Cam and Jim and Jules, I think I would get at the Dipset.
Yeah, Jewels.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be a good one. But, it all depends on the 20 songs, but Dipset got about 40, and the Lox got about 40.
Yeah, but the Lox got a different type of music. The Lox got that rider music. The Lox got the music I'm listening to when I'm riding in the car. But yeah, you heard more Dipset in the clubs. You know what I mean? You heard more Dipset on radio.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, the Lox got that rider music. Styles got that music that I like to think to when I'm driving. I like to work out to.
Yeah.
You know?
But they got so many joints and so many joints together. I mean, it's
Tuesday, August 3rd is the date that it goes down that you can see a live in person. And of course, you know, you could watch it on Triller, on the app, on Versus TV, or on the Fight TV app.
There was a point in my life where the locks, I would listen to the locks and I just wanted to grab something sharp and stab people with it. That's the type of music the locks make. Drop on the clues bonds for the locks, the LOX.
But thank God everybody's juicing now. Styles P wrote on Twitter. He said, if you got us losing, you can't be thinking about lyrics, because when it comes to that, no one is in position to challenge our expertise. No one.
That's the problem. I love Styles, but Versus is not about lyrics. Versus is about songs. Versus is not about lyrics. It's about songs.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what it's about. That's simply what Versus is about. Songs. It's not about lyrics. That's the same reason, like, you know, we talk about Nori and Beanie. I would probably lean towards Nori. Because it's not like it's a lyrical battle. Right, it's songs. About songs.
The biggest songs.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a
good matchup. So we'll see. Because with 20 songs, it is going to depend on what 20 songs they pick. They have a lot to choose from.
I mean, it's going to be entertaining. I mean, you can't lose. I mean, it's the Lox and Dipset, you know?
All right. Now, Candace Parker is the first woman to be featured on an NBA 2K cover. So congratulations to her, the Chicago Sky Forward, 6-time WNBA All-Star, 2-time WNBA MVP, and 2016 WNBA Finals MVP. So she is now on the cover of the WNBA 25th Anniversary Special Edition of NBA 2K22, which will be released on September 10th.
I love it.
She posted extremely proud and humbled to be the first female cover athlete in the history of NBA 2K. I'm honored to work with a company that's investing in women and betting on us to succeed. I'm hopeful there will be many more badass females to follow.
Absolutely. Drop on the clues bombs for Candace Parker. I'm sure Columbia, South Carolina's own Asia Wilson will get that opportunity one day as well. So I love that Candace is leading the way.
Do they have a WNBA basketball game, video game?
No, but I think some of the women are in this year's, if I'm not mistaken.
Gotcha.
I know Asia definitely is in.
They've been added 3 years. WNBA was added to 2K 3 years ago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But this is the first time there's been a woman on the cover featured.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right, now, the Real Housewives of New York reunion is on hold right now amid low ratings, and they said there was some fan backlash. So they said they were set to film the season 13 reunion on August 5th, but they were told that the taping is on hold until at least September because of that decline in ratings. Now, it's unclear what is prompting those low ratings, but they said last week's episode was the lowest rated one ever. Wow. With 764,000 live viewers. Now, Ebony K. Williams is saying that all her talk about racial issues on the show has nothing to do with their poor TV ratings. She said that's all on producers. She told TMZ she should not be the scapegoat for a declining TV audience just because she doesn't make final cut decisions about what ends up airing, the producers do.
That's so whack, because if the ratings were sky high, it's not like they would say, yeah, it's because of Ebony K. Williams. You know what I mean?
Definitely wouldn't.
Nope. But the ratings are low. They want to put the blame on that race talk. Like, knock it off.
Now, according to TMZ, they're saying that sources close to some of the cast members are tired of the storyline coming up every episode. And they said they think that Real Housewives of New York should be lighthearted, fun entertainment with a bit of drama. And that's what sources are saying. All right, now 50 Cent said he's trying to convince 42 Doug to take Jeezy off a song for the BMF soundtrack. He did a new interview recently, and on This Is 50, here's what he said.
I got to look, another record coming from the BMF soundtrack. BMF will have a whole musical soundtrack. I got 42 Doug, him and, he already sent something, him and Jeezy. I like it with 42 Doug, though. I don't really need Jeezy, you just need 42 Doug. I'm just trying to convince him to take that off the record and just rock, because his is hot. Like,
well, one thing about 50 Cent, you don't have to worry about him telling you how he feels about something.
Mm-mm. I wonder where him and Jeezy did that beef came from, though.
Like, where is it beef?
I forgot. Jeezy gave him a shot on his last album, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. I forgot how it started.
They're just taking little shots at each other. All right, Jerry O'Connell is now a permanent co-host on The Talk, replacing Sharon Osbourne after the scandal that she had. So it's the first time a male is going to hold that full-time position, even though he's frequently been a guest host in the past. And here's what was said on the show.
It's really exciting. First of all, I want to say you ladies have been so welcoming to me. I mean, I came here as a guest months ago, and just from the moment I walked in, you're just gracious, you're kind, you're fun, and it worked, and here we are, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
All right. And Chrissy Teigen is addressing her mental health because she is in the, quote, cancel club. She posted on social media, "I don't really know what to say here. It just feels so weird to pretend nothing happened in this online world, but feel like utter ish in real life. Going outside sucks and doesn't feel right. Being at home alone with my mind makes me depressed, my depressed head raced. But I do know that however I'm handling this now isn't the right answer. I feel lost. I need to find my place again. I need to snap out of this. I desperately want to communicate with you guys instead of pretending everything is okay. I'm not used to any other way. Cancel Club is a fascinating thing, and I have learned a whole lot. Only a few understand it, and it's impossible to know till you're in it, and it's hard to talk about it in that sense because obviously you sound whiny when you've clearly done something wrong. It just sucks. There is no winning, but there never is here anyhow. All I know is I love you guys, I miss you guys, and I just needed an honest moment with you because I'm just tired of being sick with myself all day."
Interesting. I mean, feel your feels, but I tell you what, if I did feel that way, I wouldn't go to social media with it, because not a single solitary soul on social media is going to have sympathy for you.
Not at all.
It's not. Like, you know the internet likes to see people suffer, and if they labeled you an internet bully, they're not going to have remorse for the so-called bully. So if you're looking for, like, validation or positive reinforcement from social media, you're going to be in for a mentally and emotionally tough summer.
Well, she said, "If you or someone you know has also been canceled, please let me know if there's a cancel club reunion because I could use some time off my couch." Mm. So she needs some help. All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
Isn't that kind of strange to seek validation from the same people that canceled you, though? like the internet did that. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you did it.
She was so active on social media. She just misses it.
All right, man. God bless.
All right. Well, thank you for that rumor report. Up next, the People's Choice Mix. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Revolt. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's DJ Envy. The General Insurance understands that no one's perfect and we could all use a break every now and then. The General works with you to keep you covered and will always treat you with respect. Call 800-GENERAL or go to thegeneral.com. Some restrictions apply. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Shout out to all you guys again for supporting my Carchella car show. The next one's Atlantic City today. We announced the celebrity cars I'm going to have. I shout to 50 Cent. You know 50's my brother, so 50, he buys new fleets just for the car show, and I love him for that. So thank you, 50. We're doing something big tonight in the city as well. Shout to Fabulous. Fabulous is coming through with a bunch of cars. Shout to French Montana. French Montana said, "Yo, Envy, I got cars in the Bronx, Miami, and L.A. Take whatever ones you want." Shout to Lil Uzi. I didn't know Lil Uzi had so many damn cars. Lil Uzi got like 50 cars. I don't know where he drives. We always see him on a bike. But
sheesh.
Lil Uzi is coming with a fleet of cars. Shout to Lil Kim. Lil Kim got a bunch of dope cars. Shout to Currency, Spitter. Currency, he's my brother. He's been showing love every time. I got to get to. Did you go to his strip club when you was in New Orleans, Louisiana?
I'm not even going to tell you what happened. But no, I did not make it to the strip club because I had a day party and it was too wild and I passed out.
My next weekend, I'm free. I'm going to go there just to support him. Just to support Currency. And also, shout out to, am I missing anybody? I got everybody. Lil Uzi Vert, French 50, Currency, and Kim. Yeah, and myself. So, can't wait to see you guys. Get your tickets now.
Did you just shout yourself out?
No, because I'm looking at the flyer, and I'm on the flyer, so that's what's in myself.
Shout out to me, damn.
Are you coming to this one, Yee?
Can I bring my juices? Can I get some things going? Can we set up?
Yep.
All right, then yes. Yes, I'll be there.
Charlamagne, what about you?
No, I'm not going to be there, but I'll support.
I want your 2002 Escalade.
I sold it for parts.
You didn't sell it for parts, man.
I did. I sold it for $1,000.
I want that 2002 Escalade, man.
I sold it for parts.
My goodness.
It had 287 million miles on it.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got the positive note. What you should do, Charlamagne, you should have a Black Effect Network booth, and we should have books, Tamika Mallory's book, and the other book. What's the other book that's coming out?
Shallow Waters by Anita Kopacz, August 3rd. You can pre-order now.
This is perfect. August 14th, the car show. We set up a little tent, little table. Boom. 10,000 people. Boom.
It's too many people for me, bro.
Yo, I hate you, man.
If they want to show up, they can come. I'm with the booth there, but if they want... 10,000 people is way too much for me the way my anxiety set up.
All right. Well, get your tickets. Family fun day. When we come back, positive notice, the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I got to get a cheap hotel room outside Atlantic City.
We'll help you out. We got you. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Absolutely. My positive note, man, you know, during Donkey of the Day, we was talking about healing and just making sure that you get the help you need in regard to staying mentally healthy. And I just want to tell you to be brave enough to heal yourself, even when it hurts.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, it's Angela Yee. Don't let weak hair hold you back. Carol's Daughter's Goddess Strength Collection supports hair as it gets longer for hair that's 15 times stronger after one use. Available at carolsdaughter.com and your local retailer.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurt Woodsmith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.